Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? This is your homie, your fellow colleague, your host, George Beverly Jr., and this is Sound On Forums. I'd like to welcome you to the great show. I know I've been going for a while, but I just want to give y'all a break. I know y'all don't like breaks because y'all love hearing what I got to say, so I appreciate that. Let me go ahead and get it started because, you know, that was Kenny Love, Let's Dance to the Beat, Let's Dance. Hey, love, he was on my show. If you hadn't heard the show, please go and check it out. To give you some great musical advice if you are trying to be a musician, engineer, or whatnot in the music industry. I just want to just bring up the commentary for tonight, professionalism and what is it? What is professionalism, y'all? Professionalism? Really? You see, I got a different idea of what professionalism is. Me, professionalism is how you conduct yourself on the job. And what are you even doing your job? That's the thing. But I think sometimes people kind of get words, I don't want to say misconstrued, you know what I'm saying? Because words mean what they mean. Go look the words up. It's important to know when you use words and what they are, not what they have been told to you, but what is actually the word and how do you apply the word. Now, listen, this is my opinion, unless I say it's fact. It's only my opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion. This is like everybody's entitled to their opinion. You can't get mad at somebody because of an opinion. You can get upset. You can. But remember, it's just an opinion, and everybody's entitled to opinion unless you start stating facts. Once you start throwing facts into it, it's no longer a opinion. It is now a debate. And so that's why I'm not going to bring up any type of factual things to try to back a point or try to – listen, I'm just simply shooting at the hip on this one. And you know I love to shoot at the hip with different things. But what is professionalism? How does it drive the human being? How does it drive – okay, I know I'm about to go on a cruiser line, but, Lord, please keep me in line. I'm going to base this one off of love, y'all, okay? So, listen, when you say something to somebody, we always remember we must be careful of how we use our words because our words are sharper than a two-edged sword, and it will cut a person deep, okay? If you don't have a mental illness like I have, not it's not an excuse, but most people with mental illnesses, we tend to let our depressions and things rule our minds and stuff. And so, you know, we have to contain it. We have to bracket it. We have to do these things. But when we talk about professionalism, ladies and gentlemen, listen, God, I want to say so many things, but I want to watch the words that I'm saying. So I'll start off like this. When it comes to being professional, what are you looking for? What in your mind is right? What in your mind is wrong? Because when you go to apply for a job, you want to be as professional as possible. But what does that mean, professional? And I told you that I'm not giving no formal definition because it's not a debate, it's opinion. But what is your employer looking for? You get the job. Say you get the job. Now they tell you, now you are a professional. Man, everybody who got a job is a professional. Listen, if you look at people who work at Burger King, right? Flipping burgers is a profession. Whether you want to look at that or not, I mean, flipping burgers is a profession. Cutting hair is a profession. You don't need a degree to define who you are or what you may do in your life to be a professional. Now, there are different degrees of professionalism or being a profession, in a profession, I should say. There's different degrees in a profession. I use the word correctly. And we clearly define those lines by color line. That's green, that's white, that's blue. Nowadays, there's a very distinct, back in the day, there was a distinct line of what was a white-collar job and what was a blue-collar job. Nowadays, there's no such thing as a white-collar job unless you work at a super professional level, if you're an executive and above, or a CEO or COO, level, those you can consider, and people can debate me on that. I don't mind debating on that. But what I want to do is let people understand. Once, one time ago, a teacher was a white collar job. Now, even though you depends on where you were when teachers were teachers, and this is no fault of the teachers, all, but this is a part of the system. So, and I'll get to that in the system part in a second. We would say if you are a teacher, you are definitely, you at that point in time, you were a white-collar worker. If you were a banker or a teller or even a postman, you were in a white collar job. Now, you could classify it as a high blue collar job or a low white collar job, but regardless of how you look at it, it was a white collar job. I mean, you necessarily didn't need a bachelor's degree or a master's degree to get in those spots, especially if you are a postman. If you are a postman, all you needed to do was have qualifications and pass the certification test. So nowadays, listen, my mom worked at Popeyes, and she was taking tests to cook chicken. Now, you tell me if that's not a profession. If you're taking a test to fry chicken, if you're taking a test to bake some biscuits that's already pre-made, well, I mean, so listen, it's a very gray area, okay? So let me talk about the systematical things of it. And once again, it's my opinion. But listen, the system itself, this system confuses reality with illusion, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what I want people to realize. The illusion is we are making this machine run. We are the people who are making – so we the people are not making this machine run. We're not. So regardless of – I mean, you're working for a wage. That's what you're doing, period. You're working for a wage. And let me tell you, you've already paid for your own wages. So whether you believe in wage working or not, you are working for a wage. You are giving your time, your energy, your devotion for a payment. All right. Now, the systematical things is who control the systems based on the policies, the regulations, and the ruling type. Now, the ruling type is your CEOs, your high-powered lawyers, your high-powered attorney, high-powered bankers, and of course, I'm naming off these things, but I mean the corporations. All right. Now, the systematical things that you think is real, like using the word professionalism, policies, and the way that you do things in your workplace, are just an illusion. Now, most people would say to me, professionalism matters. You wouldn't go to a dentist who had missing teeth. Or you wouldn't go to get your haircut with a person who didn't have a haircut. Now, once again, to me, when I think of things, I was like, hey, listen, look, if I go to this, I wanted to know if they'd be able to do their job. Can they do the job? Yes or no? The way that they look doesn't matter to me. Appearances is judgment. So if you're saying that you go into a place and everybody in there in that place is dirty and funky and well, you could go to the seem to be the cleanest place, but you don't know what is behind the scenes of that. Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example that lines up parallel to each other. You'll go to a bank, and everybody in that bank is not wearing a tie. They're just wearing, you know, a nice shirt. Slacks. All right. Then you go to a stock firm, and everybody in there is in shirts, jeans, t-shirts, and Snickers. Now you say, on the one hand, well, these bank tailors are looking professional because they're dressed professional. These people who are in the stock market who are dressed willy-nilly just showed up like they just rolled out of the bed. Are you going to be able to trust them because they are not showing professionalism? Obviously, listen, this is what I'm saying. Obviously, if they got the job, they may not be the best person for that job, but if they got the job, then the hirers, based off of what they appear or they feel would fit the corporation, matters. That's what matters. Okay? So if they already have a job, once again, if they have a job, regardless of what they look like, they've already passed the qualification test because their employers is the one who determined whether or not they were qualified or not. So to say somebody's wearing sneakers and a T-shirt that they're not professional, it's irrelevant. That's judging a person. If I go to a dentist and the dentist is missing teeth, doesn't mean that he is not qualified to be a dentist. It just means that he needs to find someone who can fix his teeth, right? Because he can't fix his own teeth. All I want to know is if the person is qualified to get the job, to get the position, they should be able to do their job. I spent 11 years active duty in the military, and we had to spit shine our boots. We had to make sure that our uniform was ironed. We had to look a certain way. I tell you what, I could outwork anybody, anywhere, any day. And I told my supervisors, why do we have to wear spit shine shoes and press uniforms if we're going to go down to the gun and just get oil on our uniforms? He says, because it's about appearance. So if you're a civilian and you see a soldier who looks who has a uniform that's not pressed iron and his shoe boots are not highly shined, and you put him next to a highly shined another soldier who's highly shined boots and he has pressed uniform, who would you say was a better soldier? Well, as a civilian, you would say the soldier who looked to be professional because he's dressed professional. Well, doesn't mean that he's a good soldier. It just means that he can iron his uniform and he can spit shine his shoes. It's not about the appearance. It's about your ability to do your job. And so the systematic things that I was talking about, it's about your ability to do your job. Now, you can go back and forth. You can, what one person said, split hairs over it. But listen, it's the idea that the system, the reason why I bring this topic up is because someone was called a sellout because they chose to dress professional. If you choose to dress professional, that is you choosing to follow the procedures. And like I said, I'm not gonna bring up facts. I'm just merely bringing up opinion. Okay, we have a caller. That's pretty amazing. All right, caller, can you please tell me your name, where you're from? Hello, caller, how are you doing? From 111, so I guess you're blocking the call number. But can you please say your name and where you're from?
Yes, my name is Talib, and I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. I was just listening, brother. I didn't have a comment.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. I'll just hold you in the queue, okay?
Yes, sir.
So I look at things on both sides of the coin. When you think about the reality of what the world is now and what it's based upon, it is an illusion. The truth is we as Americans, or we as people itself, are sheeple. We work hard each and every day for a wage. And then we trade that in for what we may feel or what we may say, that I'm a professional based off of what? Oh, well, based off of the job that I have. Now, does that job make you better than someone else? You can say yes or no. If a person who's a hobo on the street is a hobo, maybe he did make a bad choice, or maybe he was working for one of those law firms who went belly up, who worked hard every day, and he couldn't find a job in his specific profession. Doesn't mean necessarily he gave up. It's just the system failed to scoop him up. And now if he's going to apply for a job and he doesn't have the necessities as good clothes because he had to sell all his clothes so he can make way do for himself, does that necessarily make him non-professional? And, you know, of course, this is my point of view and this is how I look at things. But I don't agree that wearing clothes defines a profession. Now, if you go into a law firm, or if you go into a stock, and I've said this again, or you go into a realtor place, or you go into anything that's a white collared atmosphere where you should be dressed a certain way, then okay, most people say yes, you should be dressed that way because of the policies. Well, the policies are in place so that the illusion, once again, I'm using this word illusion, so the illusion of the appearance to make them people feel comfortable. It's all about feeling comfortable at that point. It doesn't mean that you're going to win the case. It doesn't mean that that you're going to get more money. It doesn't mean that your teeth are going to be perfect. But what it does mean is you're going to get a wage for a service. So as I use my military example, because I was in the military and that's the only thing I can really talk about, I showed up to work every day, maybe not on time, I'll tell you the truth, but I showed up to work every day. I was a in-the-middle-of-the-road type of soldier. I wasn't a dirtbag, nor was I an elite soldier, you know what I mean? And that's because my viewpoints on things were totally different. So because I follow policy and I know about taking orders and giving orders because I was a senior non-commissioned officer, which means that I was an E6, in a position where I gave orders and I took orders. I worked for sergeant majors. I worked for generals. I worked for colonels. I worked for lieutenant colonels. I worked for, sergeant first classes. I mean, anybody who really know about the military understands that. So when you start talking about policies, I tell you what, I know policies. Matter of fact, I've written a couple policies. Well, assisted in writing a couple policies. Policies are meant to control the masses. Rules are committed to control the masses. So if you feel like you have professionalism because you're following the rules, in my opinion, you're just following the rules. That doesn't make you professional. The appearance makes you a professional, yes. But you know, that's my opinion. You know, that's how I look at things. The reason why I feel this way is I don't feel like a person should go in and based off their appearance, because that's judging, based off their appearance, they should get service or they should not get service. Or they should get service but get bad service. That is blatant disrespect, blatant, I don't want to say discrimination, because that leads to another thing. But you have to define whether you're looking for truth and justice or you're looking for comfortability and the ability to fit in. And once again, that's my opinion, and I don't think none of that matters. If you're going in and you're going for a job interview nowadays, what the system says is you need to have a nice haircut. Let me give you a story about professionalism. I tried to go for a head coaching job, football coaching job. I went in with my hair cut, my fingernails done, went in with a tie, with a nice shirt, nice clean, went in there and had an awesome interview. Awesome interview. They said they loved everything I had to say. Then I walk out through the lobby, and this older gentleman, he had a hat, he had a sweatshirt and sweatpants. And guess what? The guy who had the sweatpants and the sweatshirt got the job over me. Now, regardless of the variables of that, I'm not going to go into great detail of that. They give me maybe his credibility was a lot better. I don't know, whatever. But he was hired, fine. And so I look at it like, well Jesus, I could have just went in there with sweatshirts and pants too. That mean, and then he tells me, well, he got hired, and then they hired me as an assistant, but that does not make me no less than a gentleman who walked in with the clothes. And so that's where I get my viewpoint from. I could have went in there with sweatpants and still had a great interview, but they chose him over me. Now, like I said, I'm not going to get into the variables of other things that happened. Like I said, maybe he was just more qualified than I was. That could be the point. Okay? But for somebody to go into an interview knowing that you're going for a head coaching position and you come up and you show up in sweatpants, that kind that kind of sung me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because I played the rules, I followed by the rules, and I thought that the rules were set in stone. That's professionalism, right? Well, they say it is, but you know, whatever. I wasn't bitter because of that. I was bitter because, I'm not gonna give the whole story about it, but. Those are my thoughts. We have to be careful about our words, and our words are very very strong. So we must be very careful of how we use words, because words in itself will cut you like a two-edged sword. It will, and if you choose to use words to hurt people based off of what you feel, that's an opinion, you probably want to reel that back. Probably want to reel it back, because somebody's going to say something to you that you're not going to like based off of their own opinion. And I had to learn the hard way. And like I said, this show right here is based on love, understanding, and getting your viewpoint out there. If you have a point that you want to share, then, hey, look, you're more than welcome to do your points. Leave comments on my webpage. Leave comments on my Facebook page at signoff97413 at gmail.com. You can Twitter me. You can send me a personal PM if you want to on Facebook. But my point is we must be able to indulge in love and to reflect love in order to be mature people. Most people talk about being mature in a professional environment. Well, sometimes in a professional environment, even in a professional environment, you can be very hurt. I got 2 minutes left. I was going to make it longer, but I don't want to be the one to ramble on, because you know I love to ramble. I thank you for everyone who were in the chat queue and who also listened in. I got 2 minutes left. But this was a very interesting topic, and I am very glad that the topic was able to be brought out, because I wasn't going to even do a show today. But I felt a little motivated today and a little fed on fire about this topic, because I struggle with it daily about being professional. Because professionalism, like I said, is the eye of the beholder. And if I'm able and I'm qualified to do the job and I'm doing the job, does it really matter what I really wear? Does it really matter how one person perceives me to do my job? If I can do my job better than someone and based off of my accolade, that's what it's about. It's not about appearance. And if appearance is all that we're about, then we're really struggling as a human, in a human race. We talk about this all the time, because appearances only get in my way. My name is George Beverly. This is Sound Off Forums. The next time I hear you, you should be signing off. Thank you. You have a good day, and I see you when I see you.